Saturday AM Live with Vance Rogers.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, good day to you, wherever you are tuning in from. This is Saturday AM Live / Team Rogers Mentoring Call. I think we are in up to number 4. And wow, I am just so thrilled that so many people are continuing to tune in. Not that I'm shocked or surprised. I'm just excited that so many of us out there on the Nikan Highway are making the decision to start your weekend, or to blast into Saturday anyways, by tuning in live. We got an exciting program today, or I know it's going to be an exciting discussion. And this is the point where I ask the mentees that are part of Team Rogers to do me a big favor and hit *6 on your phone line and join me live, because that makes it easier to have a discussion with you if your line is demuted. Otherwise, it's Vance and Casper and his friendly ghost Wendy, and it doesn't get to be much of a discussion. So, I'm reading a note. Oh my goodness, Mom, why do you do this to me? I do hope she just sent me the longest text in history, and I thought I was bad for writing texts. So, Mom, I'm hoping you're going to jump on the line here. Clarify what it is you wanted me to share. But hey, the format, those of you who haven't tuned in for a little while, or you might have missed a recording or two, last week we did a two-part series, and I wanted to get as many stories from the Thermalware, limited supply, seasonal, whatever, I can't remember how we phrased that, but there were numerous, hundreds of us that were able to order a set of the Thermalware. I'm wearing mine right now, or as I call it, my tan pajama suit. Please, I encourage you to send in at testimonies@nikan.com. That's testimonies, plural, @nikan.com. Send in a note on, you know, what's happened in your experience with them. And so we covered that last week, and then we went right into what the new format for this call will be. And here's basically how it's going to play out. You're going to hear from people who have committed to the mentoring program, who filled out the mental if I can get my tongue to work and match up with my brain. They filled out the mentorship agreement, not the mental agreement. We're not committing people to a psychiatric ward here or offering a counseling service. They've committed to the mentoring agreement, signed it, and got it to us by, you know, email, scanning, or dropped it in the mail, and saying, basically, I'm committing to becoming a quality enrollment with the intention on developing other quality enrollments underneath of me. And we all know that it's 90% intention and desire, and what did I say, 90? It's 100% intention and desire and 0% mechanics and how we do it. Or as Bernadette McBurney reminded me this week and several others on the Diamond and Royal Diamond call, let's stop thinking how and start now. All of us in NECAN, especially those of us on a call like this, we're on it for the sole purpose and the reason is we want to share this with other people. And that's our agenda, to simply spread the good news of Nikan, that we've got some amazing solutions and a wonderful vision and philosophy and a company to be a part of, and we'd like to expand the ranks. And with that intention and that desire, we're committing to do it. We're stepping up. And so what we're doing every Saturday morning is we're going to share and work through what we're doing that's working, and then do some problem solving and go for that. And usually on Saturday morning, you'll hear from me, Vance Rogers, and my one half of the great sponsoring team that I have got the privilege of working under for the last 20-plus years, and that is Char Rogers. My father has a standard Saturday commitment at this time frame. And you're going to hear from a lot of other people. I'm going to pull up my list, but I know that Barb Satterwhite and Lee Maurice, and I think I heard Jeannie. And then there's several other people that are part of other mentoring groups because they their upline is not raw or the part of the Rogers organization. And you guys are free to share in as well. We've got a newcomer, and Doug, I forgot to write down your last name on my little group here. But Doug is new this week, and hopefully he'll be on the line. And again, those of you who are part of the Team Rogers, please hit *6. And we're going to jump into it. And if you've got any questions and comments, we can save those to the very end. I do have several announcements regarding the 40th Annual Global Celebration Convention coming up in less than 2 weeks in Orlando that I think you're going to want to scribble down and just have for your arsenal of information. But let's get into it. Rita. I forgot Rita. Rita, why don't you give us, if you don't mind, I've been touching base with Rita about every other day, it seems like. Rita is one of those members of the Nikan family that's up in New Hampshire. It has been in the thick of it, the frozen tundra, for quite some time. And Rita, what's your snow depth up to now, just so people have an understanding of what you folks have been enduring? This is a live report, not from CNN or Fox News or from some other, like the Weather Channel, but this is one of our own. And Rita, you want to share with us where you're at right now? Oh, there was the buildup and the letdown. Maybe we lost Rita. *6 on your phone line.
Yes, it's over 8 feet. I lost track.
You lost track. Oh, my goodness.
I know. It's over 8 feet. It's 15 days below freezing. And there's been, in Massachusetts alone, over 200 roofs that have caved in. And it's just really not nice.
It's not nice. And Rita, you and I spoke earlier this week, and I'm just going to jump into it and put you on the spot because I know you're able to handle a few questions. You signed up your second customer a couple days ago, and you achieved the I don't know if we call it a position or what we call quality enrollment, and I've got to figure out what that term is. But you're quality enrolled. You've got over 500 PV for the month of February, and you're rocking and rolling in the midst of 8 feet of snow. It's a little challenging for you to get out and meet with people face-to-face, but you're doing it anyways. During a time frame when anything other than white and snow and ice and cold is what's on everybody's mind, you're still sharing Nikan. What's your secret? What keeps you going forward?
Probably the accountability on this call.
Okay.
The last one, the gal that, who's a friend of mine, came over to hem the dress for the Nikan ball next 10 days from now. when she came over, I mentioned to her that if she knew anyone who was interested in Nikan products, I was in a contest. And she said, oh, absolutely, she wanted some. So that's how I got the second person. And I believe the website's down right now for maintenance.
Mm-hmm.
But she has her number. I called it in and got all the data and then forwarded it on to her. So if her order, I'm not sure whether it's in now or it'll be in on Monday. She will be my second.
Okay. It's actually not down. Where did that little note go? Or maybe it was down last night. I don't see that note here anymore, but when I just checked, it looks like that order, where did it go? It hasn't been placed, just looking at the numbers at a quick glance. So, did you have to ask her or give her, other than, I like the way you said the word contest, that you're in a contest, And what was the motivation, or did you have to give her any motivation to get that order in this month?
Not really. She liked the, I'm not sure what she changed her order. She was going to do the shake, and then she decided to go, I believe, with the 10-4 and the mental clarity.
Okay.
And maybe something else. But at first she said that she liked the chocolate shake. I let her try a little bit of that, but she knows the Nikan products are good. But I guess she noticed a difference in energy level in me.
Oh. Okay.
And that was probably the motivation, other than I used the word contest, and she wanted to help. So.
Okay.
But she likes the Nikan products, so that part was given. But I didn't think she could do anything herself, because she's doing four jobs. Her husband's out of work, and I was quite surprised, actually. Delighted, but...
Right. And which is a great reminder that we should never, ever prejudge somebody as far as their motivation of what they want from Nikan, because we can look at people and say, well, they appear to have plenty of money, so that money is not going to be an issue. They can definitely afford to invest in their wellness. Or the flip side is that, man, it looks like they're really struggling, so maybe I shouldn't talk to them at all. And that's not the focal point at any time. What we need to remember is that our job is to present Nikan. Our job is to open up the door and say, hey, we've been given a great gift. Let's pass it on to other people. And energy level, I would imagine, again, I don't want to keep bringing this up, but in the midst of what you guys up in the Northeast have experienced for the last several weeks, it's got to be crucial. Because those cold temperatures can sap the life right out of you, big time.
Yeah, they do. I also spoke with five other people, and your mom had suggested when you were out gallivanting on the high seas that we we ask for Web to communicate by email with people. When she took over that call.
Mm-hmm.
And the first two people, when I was shoe shopping, said no. They were interested. They said they'd go to a website, but that they wouldn't exchange their email. So instead of getting upset, I just thought, well, next,
Right.
And the other two people, whom I both overweight and I thought would definitely be interested in the shade, weren't interested at all. And one said she didn't like the taste of the 10-4 or the shake. And the other one said that she was ordering something off the internet and wasn't interested in Nikan. And that really surprised me, but, it's like, next.
Right. And, the thought crosses my mind often that how often do we sow the seeds and maybe somebody else down the road will reap in the harvest. And that I met with a gentleman yesterday that had never heard of Nikan. He says, well, I see these wraps on the infomercials on TV, and they say sometimes they've got magnetics or other times they're just wraps. He said, but he, as a electrician, he was shocked and perplexed at how quickly his body responded to the energy test on the M-strides. Just shocked. But he, but again, whether he orders or not, I'm fairly confident, about 99% confident that he'll order in the next couple of days. But he'd never heard, and sometimes we have the opportunity and the responsibility just to share, get the name out there. So, Rita, thank you. I want to switch gears and jump right on over to Barb Satterwhite, because Rita mentioned the word contest. That when we're introducing people that, hey, I'm in this contest and I'm however we want to phrase it, attempting to collect orders or just, however we want to phrase it. But Barb, you introduced some people this week, and tell the group what you did to encourage them to make a decision and not meander for the next, 6 weeks, 6 months, but actually get connected and get an order in. We lost Barb again. I know I heard her voice. Okay, let's...
I'm here.
There we go. Thank you.
I was talking away. My biggest thing was yesterday, my event, one of our coldest days. I think it was 4 degrees here in the morning, and I had an 11 o'clock appointment to do a presentation with someone I had not known who was referred to me, and she had 4 other people at her office, and I did my little energy presentation where I take a sample of all the products and show the energy difference and talk in general about put products on people before I started, had fun with it, and all 4 of them purchased over $100 or more. And what I did was I offered them, if they chose to purchase today, that day, they could get 20% off. And I did that purposely because I know they were interested and I wanted them to have product. They all, I think 3 out of the 4 got the KBB, and I think they all got the 10-4. So once they experience that, then they will be customers for life probably, and potentially refer people. So that's how I did it, and it was fun. It was easy. 2 of the people actually want me to wait till March 1st, but they gave me their credit card and everything, so that would obviously is their payday. So I had 2 signed up and orders in and sent them all information.
Okay. And you, I find it fascinating that you presented, as you say, you know, all of Niken's products, and great video that's on YouTube that you presented in Logan, Utah, at the Eagle Expo, just doing simple energy tests, one after the other, after the other, after the other, of showing people exactly what all of our different things. And you can, a simple format, by the way, to do that is open up the catalog and just go through each one of them and show people that this is the vision of the company. It started with a pair of insoles, and now here we are 40 years later and going through each one of them. But fascinating to me is that they gravitated to the nutritional. Why do you think that is, after seeing everything else that provides energy and allows the body to work better?
It's a good question, mainly because all of them want to lose weight. The 10-4 was of interest. One, interestingly, host that invited me has a 9-year-old who has bad allergies, so got her to order the Jade Greenzymes and some things for him, too. So there were some other and she got the insole. So there were some other products. But what I loved is the interest in the KBB and the nutritionals, because, as you know, that's what we would want, is people to get on something that's going to really improve their life, but also something they'll stay on. And along those lines, what I did is I gave everybody, I had a catalog for everybody and a order form in the catalog. I just took the old sales receipt book that we have, pulled out those pages, and inserted in each catalog so that they could fill out their information right there and then they have the catalog to take home. And for the 2 that aren't going to order till March, I said to them, excuse me, if you encounter family members or friends who also want something before you order, I will honor them getting the discount as well on your order.
Okay. And are you actually then registering them as a customer and you're putting the order in, so they're going to contact you back? Is that how you're doing it?
I did. I registered them as a customer and put their order in, excuse me, initially, and then I emailed them and let them know they're a customer, their ID number, how they can go into their own site. I don't give them my discount code on the email. I'm doing that as their first order.
Okay. Okay. I gotcha. So there's a little bit of, what do we call it, housekeeping, or just some simple, you know, not tricks, but methods to doing this. And by the way, everybody should know that even if you're not investing the $24.95 a month on a personal web page, you can register customers and you can give them a discount. It's all there underneath business tools. Down at the bottom, 4th one from the bottom is PWP product discount. Even though your name and your picture is not on there, there's the only 2 things that are not on your generic website that Nikan has set up for you is your story and then the My Favorite section. So Nikan is never going to say, well, because you're not investing $24.95 a month on a personal web page and paying for the advanced services, we're going to prohibit you from attracting customers to us. That's foolishness. So it's there. You can give out your ID number. You can, and people can register themselves as a customer. They're just not going to see the other things that are associated with it. I would encourage you, if you're serious about Nikan, number one, it's a simple tax write-off for the personal web page. But number two, you can see everything. You can otherwise you're not going to be able to see your genealogy and all that stuff too. But it is there. So as you're jumping on board and you're going, okay, now maybe this, I want to see how to do this, and what Barb just mentioned is giving people a discount. You can do that. Just don't, you know, flippantly give out that code, or you may have to go in and change it, which you can do anytime you want. So there's a little bit of, what do we call it? Not housekeeping, but there's a few tricks or methods to make it happen, to make it easy. And it's very user friendly. Don't be afraid of it. It's been there for, what are we going on, 3 years now, this program, to be able to allow us to do that, and it's right there. Barb, there was one other question that I wanted you to, as an encouragement to the group. You do a lot of pulling people's fingers apart when you do an energy test, or pulling their arm down or pushing up. And have you ever had it not work for you?
Well, what I say to people, if it's not working, if people aren't testing differently, it means they're dehydrated. So I suggest just give them a glass of water. In fact, I start all my sessions out with giving everybody water.
Okay.
So before I even start talking, and it's interesting because, you know, like yesterday I didn't carry my whole water bottle. I just carried a jug of water, so I didn't have a lot of water to give everybody half a cup, and I look down and their half a cup's empty, so I add some more. And that way I know they're getting some hydration. So usually if it doesn't work, it means they're dehydrated. And sometimes if somebody's extremely negative, perhaps it'll not work. I think Lisa's had that experience with some people. So anyway, if it doesn't work, I just kind of blow it off. I don't go, you know, do anything about that other than have them drink water and retry.
Okay. Yeah, and I think that's the standard operating procedure, is that sometimes we have people that have said, well, I did it a couple times and it didn't seem to work. Well, I would ask that you would check your confidence level, because, you know, that's, if there's hesitation on your part that the law of physics are going to work, well, then you forgot the believability that it actually will work. I mean, we don't have to believe that gravity works. It just always works because we accept it, 100% belief that it's always going to work, unless we're out in, you know, outer space, and that's a different factor altogether. But magnetics, far infrared, negative ions, all the technologies that Nikan has, they will work 100% of the time, every single time. And however, our belief system is so incredibly powerful and strong, and that if we go into something hesitating, and I was reminded of this yesterday, doing one after the other with this gentleman in really super strong hands, being an electrician for 40 years and just solid as a rock. I was skeptical that I could even get his fingers apart without any of the technologies, but sure enough, I just said, you keep resisting and I'm going to keep pulling your ring finger and your thumb apart. And I didn't jerk them, and eventually they came apart. But when we start introducing the Nikan products, the solution, wow. But doing the balance test behind his back with his fingers interlaced together. And if you've never seen that, I just want to keep throwing this out here as a reminder. It's one of the most significant ways to allow people to see not just the energy but the balance. of what a pair of M-strides will do. If you go on YouTube and you type in Niken M-strides, you're going to see a couple unrelated videos at the top, but then the number one video you'll see should be the Niken M-strides promo from a year and a half ago. And then you'll see Dennis Estes, and usually, at least on our computer, the third one that comes up is the energy test of me or myself and Diane Cook and showing her how it impacted her body. I would encourage you to do it that way for several reasons. One, again, it's not just about the energy and the strength. It's about a person's balance and how quickly a pair of M-strides will impact all the circuitry systems of the body. And I like to talk to people about, you know, how this company was started, the philosophy and the vision and the mission 40 years ago, that it all started with a pair of insoles. And if you want to add validity and credibility to the company, in the catalog, the prices are printed, and you can show people, well, this is what our original product was, the MagSteps. And when they introduced these, back when Niken came to the United States in 1989, these insoles were $60. And today, they're $61. That really plays with people's minds from a retail mentality and a philosophy. Well, how come they haven't increased the price? Well, it's just their way of doing things. The overall goal and mission and philosophy of the company is to spread these philosophies around the world. Go ahead.
Couple things I just want to. One of the things that plays into this is the whole idea of intention, which you alluded to. My intent going there was to have fun, to meet some new people, to have people have a positive response, and it was extremely that. So, you know, your intention with doing your energy testing, whatever it is so important. And I go back to what Ben Woodward said, too. I think it was on last Saturday's call, perhaps. You know, we need to think, feel, and believe about the Niken plan and our ability to put it into action with results. So the whole intention, the belief, has to permeate to whatever you're doing. And I also might add, you know, people don't have to give somebody 20% discount. You nicely explain, you can set up a 10% or 15%, so you can give what you want. I just knew, and I passed the catalogs out, so the catalogs, which I love, have the retail price in it. And one comment was, you know, they wanted, I demonstrated the sleep system as well. They said, wow, I'm going to have to save up for the sleep system. And I just said, well, when you choose to do something like that, we'll talk about how you might be able to get it at less expensive. So the point is that they see the retail, and when I offer the discount at anybody that purchased today, because I know once they get on the product, they're going to love it. So, and I also threw out, and if anybody wanted to host and get people together, there'll be incentives to do that. So, and somebody even asked about that. So I just encourage you to have the fun with it, have the belief, have the intention of this all going well for you.
And I think, Barb, that sometimes we often forget is that it sounds as if we're all becoming party hosts, that we're going out there and we're just leading with the product. And I have never thought that of people that are setting the standard and raising the bar, that we've ever gone out and led with the products. We've continually led, because you can't talk about a pair of MagSteps or a pair of M-strides without first talking about the company. It's kind of a given.
Let me fill this in. I don't want to take up any more of your call. But I said to the host who invited me there after the others had left, I said, okay, you may be interested. She ordered about $300 worth of products. I said, once you get these and you know this is something you like and you want to do or want to get more of, you may want to be interested in enrolling so that the people like these other friends of yours could be your customers. And I said, would that interest you? And she said, yes. And I gave her the book, For Your Career. I said, this kind of explains what I do different from what your corporate world is. Would you like to have it? And she says, oh, yes. So I was able to intertwine that as well.
I had a great conversation yesterday. You talk about the four-year career. I followed up with a gal that I mailed one to. She joined us 6 months ago. Was a referral that was sent on to us and got on AutoShip because I'd explained the benefits of AutoShip. And so this is her 6 month, and so now she has a $200 Nikan reward credit on her account. And she wasn't home, but her husband was. He got so excited when I said, I just want, you know, Linda to call me back because I want to make sure that she utilizes this $200 in free product that she's got. What? I got to write this down. I said, well, and I also wanted to follow up because I sent her a book a couple weeks ago. And he said, well, let me see if I can find it. What's the book? And I told him the title and described the picture on the front. And he said, well, I know she's been reading a lot lately, but let me see if I can find it to make sure that she got it. And he actually got excited that he said, you sent her a book? And it was really fun. I've never had a conversation with this gentleman, and I've only talked to his wife a few times on the phone. And it was really fun to do that follow-up. I want to put this right at this point of the call. I want to drive this point home, something I learned on Tuesday on the Diamond and Royal Diamond call, is that accountability equals follow-up. And follow-up sends a message that I care, that I, as a compassionate human being, am reaching out not to be a pest, but simply following up. I've given them a gift of information, or I've let you utilize a product for a couple days on something, whatever the case may be. But accountability, like this call right now, and those who have said, you know, I want to be a part of the mentoring program, I want to jump in and commit to it, because if I don't step out and make a commitment, things aren't going to change. We can't just haphazardly say, "Yep, I'm in Nikan and I talk about it here and there and whenever or when I'm in the mood." That our business won't grow, and our amount of contacts won't expand if we have that mentality. Accountability equals follow up, and follow up sends the message that we care. We have a concern for their well-being. We want to make their lives better. We want to improve them and that kind of thing. Mom, I know you're on the line now. I'd love for you to jump in at this point and share one of the takeaways that you gleaned from Tuesday's conference call.
Oh, man, there were so many of them on there. I love the one that he said, the plan is laid. The action is needed. That wasn't the exact words, but that was the short version of it. It's a couple of words longer. And in doing that, you know, it's really hard to put it in just a couple of words because I've listened to so much, and that was the long text I sent you. I was trying to give you an illustration. But anyway, it doesn't need to be taken care of now. But I just thought maybe somebody else would be interested because you know him so well. Well, I'll just ask you now. In setting up a person that has either, well, I use the example maybe that you've known or that you've approached before, because of your experiences with him and have gone through so much of him, and when you do go through it and you know him as well as you did with via the cruise that you were on, you have got a different sense than the rest of us do about him and his personality. What one would jump out that you would send, like a YouTube one, to a person that's either relatively new but maybe has known you for a while or maybe you've approached before, that you could give them a clip of what this new president is like and the way he communicates without making it something that they would not understand because they really haven't done anything. They're not in. They haven't even used a product in this one case that I've got. And I don't even know if they've got any network marketing experience, so I don't want to overwhelm them. And I just thought maybe off the top of your head you would know one of those clips that you would think would be just the greatest to give his personality. his personality to me is, in the way he comes across, is a big part of what we can do to get other people's attention. That's the way I feel about the whole picture of it.
Well, and Mom, most of us as Americans, or those of us residing in North America, when we hear somebody with an English accent, or in Ben's case, a New Zealand accent, going back to his heritage, we there's an attractiveness to that. So there's
yeah.
part of the element. There are some fantastic short video clips with Ben that are even 6, 8, 10, 12 months old that I found on YouTube just by typing in, Ben Woodward Niken, and there's different things that come up. But even the Call of the Leader, short little video segment that's on the website, they're out there. Something I might throw in here, and those of you who I know who want to share what's going on, Lee Maurice, and I know there's a couple others that are on the line, something that I think needs to be shared, I don't believe I've shared it yet on Saturday morning. While we're on, and I'm going to give you guys the summed up version real quick here. While we're on the Team Kaizen cruise, Stacy and I were assigned to the same table the first night at dinner with Kurt Foley and his wife Susan, along with Herb Rapp and his wife Grace, and then Herbert Pertino and his wife, and their darling little baby. And at one point in the conversation, I think it was near the end of dinner, I said, Kurt, would you mind sharing with the group? I've heard, not from your mouth, but another, from some other people, how Ben Woodward was hired to be Niken's president. He was the, I believe his title was marketing director or director of operations or director of whatever it was for the Niken Europe. And he'd been doing that for a year and a half, a couple of years. And he has a very filled or colorful background working in the industry for a variety of different companies. And I knew that. And so Ben said, well, sure, I don't mind sharing that story at all. And he said, I was coming back from Oslo. There was a Niken event there. And the prior, couple months, I had spent time because TW, which is his nickname or acronym for Tom Watanabe. He said TW had come to me and said, look, I'm going to be stepping back from the role of chairman and moving into the position of chairman emeritus to really focus in on the scholarship and just kind of pull back. And he said, you cannot continue doing all the roles that you're doing and take over as chairman. Therefore, you need to find a president. And he said at that point, I knew he was very serious, and so I started interviewing people. I started looking, and he said, some great, amazing people, but I could not find anybody that fit the DNA of Niken, that fit our heart, our philosophies. And he said, so I'd shared that with Ben as I was coming back to the States, because I always make a point to stop in at the European office there in Milton Keynes in England. And Ben looked at me and said, well, why not me? Would you consider me to be the president? And Kurt looked at him and said, well, you can't do it from here. You'd have to move to Irvine. And he said, well, I think Kim and I would be interested in doing that. And Kurt said, at that point, he said, I'm not a praying man, but he said, I had to reach down into my Catholic roots and realize this is a godsend. That Ben is God. And he said, so I changed my itinerary and I spent the whole next day with him and just simply asked him the question, what would you do as president? How would you tackle this? And he said, I got to know him in a way that I'd never known him before. And I realized at that point there's nothing that he can't do or wouldn't be willing to do for the company. And for Kurt to share that, it was like, man, this is what all of us need to hear, what went into this decision, because Kurt Foley, and Jeff Isom shared this with me months ago, he said he's the first one into the office and the last one out of every night. And he said he is so dedicated and committed to taking Niken where it should be, and we need to follow that dedication. And there's always going to be bumps and bruises and hiccups. You know, there's things we're dealing with right now that are completely out of Nikan's control. But when you have a core team, and I was reminded of this week when here in the city of Portland, we lost one of the iconic members of our basketball team, the Portland Trail Blazers. Jerome Kersey passed away, a huge loss and upset because of a fluke blood clot. 52 years young, in great physical shape, and something went south and he died. And it's been a shock for anybody in the athletic community that follows basketball. And but that team, that core, and watching some of the interviews of these people that are commenting about what an amazing team that he was a part of. And I looked at that, and the parallel for me was, this is what we have in Nikan. We have an amazing team that's working on our behalf to continue to allow us to do what we are doing to take it to the next level. And I'll go back to that quote again, and that's why I put it in my email. I thought it was convicting for me when Bernadette shared that. Let's stop thinking how and start now. And here's a woman who, she says, I have a daily goal of sending out 10 to 12 texts, and out of that I get 7 to 8 appointments a week. And I thought, wow. Now, maybe we don't text, but we all have a phone. We all have a mouth. What are we doing to get in front of people and introduce them to Nikan? Some of you, like us, you have tough relationships, but you have to start. We've got a neighbor who's a retired engineer, and he knows everything about everything in life. There's nothing that I can tell him that he doesn't already know about. I mean, he is God's gift to knowledge on the planet. That's our neighbor, Jack. But I stepped out a couple days ago, actually, and I was over visiting with him, and I said, hey, Jack, you know, when you and Marianne have 15, 20 minutes, and I know you guys have got plenty of time because you're retired and you pretty much hibernate here to this house all the time, and I wasn't telling him anything that he'd not shared with me because, again, he knows everything and he lets me know. And I said, I'd really like to introduce you to our company and to Nikan, because as you guys are about the same age as my parents, and, you know, they're both approaching 73. Dad's already there, and Mom's coming up here pretty quick. And I said, and the vitality of life that they get to enjoy as they're aging, I said, it just reminded me a lot of where you guys are at, and that, you know, maybe you wouldn't mind having a little extra, you know, perk in your step every day. And, oh, yeah, well, I don't know. Marianne's really not into those kind of things. I said, no, this is not about me being into things. I just want to come over and show you. And I said, you would be my toughest critic, because you're just so smart when it comes to how everything works. And I don't mind being confronted like that, because he knows he's super smart, because he tells me all the time that he knows everything and how to fix everything. And it's just incredibly entertaining for me. So there's always going to be people that are really, really challenging. But why not? What have you got to lose? And something I learned a long time ago, the worst thing that people can say to us is not no. Somebody finished the statement. What's the worst thing people can say to us? Now you all are muted again.
Go away.
Go away.
I've already signed up with someone else.
I've already signed up with somebody else. Why didn't you call me a couple weeks ago? You know, that's basically it. Hey, Lee, if you're still on the line and you've demuted your line out in California, we've covered all the people, or a few people on the East Coast. Lee, you're having a pretty decent month from when I last checked, if I remember correctly, and I'm pulling that report back up right now. And am I looking at these correctly? Yeah, you're quality enrolled. You've brought on a few customers, correct?
I think I have at least when I checked a couple days ago, I have one new customer.
Okay.
I'm trying to, my plan is to contact her later this next week. She had major surgery this last couple days.
Mm-hmm.
And she had ordered some products and they didn't come through, but because of what I've learned, I'm going to honestly share with her that I feel that she needs to purchase some other things that may help her in her recovery. So I'm holding off because I don't want to, you know, the poor lady just had surgery on Thursday. So I'm giving her a few days and then have her, speak with her about how these items might help. One of them being an immunity pack, as opposed to just the immunity, because as we spoke last week, the immunity, I did call them, and it is on back order, but the packs are not.
Oh, wonderful. And, wonderful.
Yeah. So I don't know if she wants everything in the pack, but I'm going to mention that, and then I'm going to mention a few other things that I think might, she also has a sugar issue, and part of it is just educating people. You know, this lady is dealing with cancer, and so as a result, I'm talking to her about trying to get away from the sugars and the acidity that it causes, so she can be in a more alkaline base. But you don't want to overwhelm people too with the science and stuff. You just want to give them the facts of trying to get their, you know, just show me the easy way and what I have to do to get my health back.
Right.
So, yeah, she's one of them. And if there's another person on there, I've missed it the last couple days.
Okay. No, I can't see your customers. I was just looking at your numbers as far as volume, and it looks like you're describing it in, you know.
Okay. Accurate. I'm gonna also I need to probably speak with you and Eakin about maneuvering. I'm having some problems maneuvering my website or locating people and how to find, because I'm looking at my numbers thinking, okay, there's more in there than I thought, but I can't figure out who did it.
So, I can let's talk today and I can tell you what it is. When you look at your personal volume, and you see that, okay, here's my auto ship order for, you know, whatever the dollar amount is, but you see that your personal volume is so much more than that, well, that's because you've got some customers who have either ordered something that month, or that's where it's coming from, but we can't see them. You have to actually go to your customer list underneath business tools, and again, I've had too many people say, well, I'm not paying for the extra Nikan service, so I can't see that. Yes, you can. Please hear me. You can. Just go down to customer list underneath business tools and click on it, and you'll see, oh, there it is right there. Oh, there's your list of customers. People that you may have enrolled in the last, you know, however many years, if they did not renewed as a consultant, they will automatically default and become a customer. And if they haven't ordered in a total of 3 years, then the computer will automatically purge them out. Okay, so as long as they've ordered anything of any amount, then they'll stay in there. But all those customers are there, and you can see them. And so if there's volume, if you're looking at your personal volume and you can't figure out where it's coming from because your auto ship is, let's say, $180, and you've got $300 in your personal volume there, it's coming from customers. And that's what we want to develop. That's the goal here, because statistically, 90% of people are coming into Nikan because of a product. So let's allow them to come in for that reason, and then let's massage them and say, hey, as Barb has said to the people that she connected with just in the last couple of days, hey, you know, in the future, you may want to, if you're going to attract other customers, we should talk, and you may want to join as a consultant. And then that way, not only you get the products at a discount, but then you make the profit from the customers. And that's the way Nikan's system is. This has been in place for years. We've just really never taken advantage of it. It's all part of building a business. Every other company that we do business with, whether it's going to the grocery store or it's hiring a plumber, they're all in the business of gathering customers. That's what we do. And there's a great document that Dennis Williams put together. It's on their website, and I'm going to jump right on into covering a couple things here, and they're in no particular order. And then we'll open it up for a little Q&A. But let me get to my list of announcements I wanted to cover, and that is how to create 500 PV. If you're in Dennis and Ruth's organization, in the Williams organization, you should have already received this week. I believe they sent it on Monday. But if you go to Dennis and Ruth's website, which is ybhurton.biz, and that's the letter Y, the letter B, H-U-R-T-N, ybhurton.biz, look in their business tools, and you'll see a document called How to Create 500 PV. And a wonderful, wonderful document that'll help and explain all of this and just using different terminology, much like what we've been learning the last few months. The end of that document is a beautiful two-page summary by none other than Barb Satterwhite. And I believe, Barb, that was a reprint out of the Chesterfield Women article that you did. But regardless of where it came from, it's a great synopsis of all the different Nikan solutions to combat or to aid in all the different things, issues that we're dealing with in the 21st century as far as the different energy things that are tapping our energy. So again, it's how to create 500 PV, and it's in the business tools at Dennis and Ruth's website. And speaking on behalf of tools, Focus on Growth is getting ready to release. I think you're going to want to write this one down. Those of you who will be in Orlando here in less than 2 weeks, you can pick up this in person. Hopefully they don't sell out too quickly. It's called Freedom Through Total Wellness. It is a CD that Dennis Bryant just finished, and it's 34 stories, 34 testimonies packed into 50 minutes, as in 50. So less than an hour, 34 short stories, everything under the sun. And I know that as we've evolved into the 21st century, we've gotten away from using tools. I know I have, because we're tired of handing out CDs and then wondering if the people actually listen to them. This is all part of the process. Some people, we immediately, when we talk to them about the business, we give them a copy of the book, The 4-Year Career, especially if they've never been in network marketing before, they don't know anything about the industry, or as we're in the process of converting over to collaborative entrepreneurship. This is a great resource. It's item code 4001. Again, it's a CD titled Freedom Through Total Wellness. It's brand new. You can't even order it yet. They're finishing it up right now as I speak. But 34 different testimonies. The shortest one, I think Dennis told me, was 32 seconds long, and the longest is maybe 5 minutes. So there's a lot of them that are very, very short on a range of different subjects. Dennis described one of them. He said the woman was in tears as she was sharing about her experience with Nikan and what it did for her family. So anyway, that's coming out soon. It'll be premiered or debuted in Orlando. So I would encourage you to get over to the Focus on Growth booth. And by the way, that is going to be, those of you who are going to be in Orlando, that they're going to be in the Pensacola room, Pensacola Ballroom, which is F1, which is right, you have to walk by their room to get to the main meeting room, the main ballroom at that event. And that is also where I will be spending, not that you have to go there to find me, but we are going to have a Team Rogers. If you're part of the Rogers organization, we're going to have a very, very informal meet and greet. And I think I'll let you know again, and I'll get this out, and I'll make sure it's in print via email so everybody can see it. But I think from looking at the schedule, and I should have had it up here in front of me, I think we're going to target Saturday afternoon, sometime after lunch. I don't believe there was a conflict on the schedule, and I'll have a specific time for you on that. And I'm hoping the Wi-Fi will work fast enough for me to bring that up. I'm sorry, Saturday. Yeah, we're gonna target. I think we're shooting for Saturday about 2 o'clock in the afternoon. But somewhere over in that area, hey, if you gotta soak up as much sunshine, you wanna get out to the pool, then so be it. However, we're gonna be hanging out there. Right there near that area, and just to get together, put face with voices. More than anything, I want people that you've heard their voices on here. I want you to put faces with voices and that kind of thing. So that's going to be on Saturday afternoon. One last thing regarding Orlando is that we've got several people that are looking for more roommates. So if, for example, if you've made a reservation at the Shingle Rosen, you're by contract, by that reservation, you've got to pay for the first night or stay there for the first night. But then if you want to cancel or move rooms, we got several ladies specifically that are bulking up. They're trying to save a few shillings. And if you don't mind rooming with a couple other people, pop me an email. Or a text and say, Vance, I'd love to do that, and I will pass that on to the ladies that are looking for other roommates. Barb Satterwhite is one. Rita Hand is another. And so if that's something that you would like to do, or if you're not staying at the Shingle Rose and you're staying off-site and you'd like to, these gals are looking for a couple other roommates. It's an absolutely, you can see the pictures online, absolutely beautiful hotel and facility. Resort. It's not a hotel, it's a resort. And it'll be worth your while. So that's it for my announcements. Line is open. Questions come. Oh, one other thing. I almost forgot. As I said at the very beginning of the call, please, please, please do not rely on other people to do it for you. If you have any thoughts at all on the Thermalware product, I'm resistant and I'm hesitant, and I will not call them long johns because they are so much more than a pair of long johns. If you did, you have any thoughts on the subject at all, positive or negative, please send them to Nikin, feedback@nikin.com. They need to hear from us. What we do know at this point, they will be back. They will be available in different colors other than tan.
I'm just having a hard time here because these glasses don't help me see anything.
Thank you for demuting your line for the comments and suggestions. Just to finish that thought on the Thermalware, if you want to see them in black or hot pink or, neon green or yellow, put those suggestions into Nikin. And the more we suggest, the more we give them feedback, the better they are equipped to actually make that happen. Please don't rely on somebody else, but because you need to do this. And if you have a pair, then you understand how beneficial they are in healing and providing the soothing relief that the body needs. And like I said, again, I'm sitting down in our basement, which we don't heat during the winter time unless I flip on the furnace. We have a wood stove on the main floor, which heats the majority of the house. But down here, I'm going to guess it's probably 62, 65 degrees, and I'm sitting here in complete comfort. And it's not just because of the warmth, but because of what the negative ions and the far infrared do combine in that ceramic fiber on, providing that for the body. So please, I'm begging you. I don't want to have to sit down on one knee and beg, or both knees. Send that feedback to Nikin. And if you've done it already, well, maybe give it a couple weeks and send it in again, and maybe with a different twist. If you're open and you'd like to see it them available in tops and bottoms separate, let them know that, because maybe you're like Stacy, my wife. the medium women top fits her perfectly, but the bottoms are too snug, and she doesn't like them. Well, she would like to, you know, mix and match. Order the medium women's top, and then, hey, we need a large women's bottom. It's not to say that her, you know, lower part of her body is bigger than the top. It's just the way her body is. So those are great suggestions. And
Vance?
Yes, go ahead, Jerry. I see your text just came through, and I was going to ask you to share.
Well, this is Chris. I'm not sure you're waiting on Jerry tonight.
Sorry, Chris.
Not a problem. I just wanted to throw a thought out there for those emails going in to Nikon. You know, one of the reasons that apparently that the long johns were discontinued before was lack of volume. And one of my concerns is people are talking about, oh, I'd like them in this color and that. Well, if they've got to start splitting that order up among a dozen different colors and try and carry inventory for that, chances are good they won't have enough sales. So personally, I'd rather them stick with one color and have adequate supply. But just wanted to toss that thought out there if people are asking for, you know, a lot of variety.
Well, and I say that because I do know that they will be back in tan and gray. Okay, that's I've been told that by, well, I'm just not going to say reliable source or otherwise. Just trust me on that one. That's when they come back next time, they will be in two colors, we know for sure. But what about black? You know, let's keep these realistic. And I think, Chris, what you're trying to point out here is we don't need them in dozens of different colors. We need them in a few basic ones. But black has been a very, very popular undergarment now for, oh, my goodness, probably 5 or 7 years. Our culture shifted. You know, men that wear T-shirts underneath their dress shirts, they switched to black a few years ago. At least those who are contemporary that I see. So that's one of the things that we need to let them know. But yeah, Chris, I agree 100%. Let's keep our comments and our feedback constructive and actually something that they can do with. Otherwise, they'll get inundated.
Dan, it's Rita.
Go ahead, Rita.
The first sign up this month, the lady has bone cancer, and her doctor won't let her have anything other than the medicine that she's on. She has the water system. She got the waterfall. But even if, and she absolutely adores it, and it's helping her. You can tell by talking to her. So even if that lady got a water bottle that has cancer, it definitely would help and improve.
I appreciate that, Rita. This is Lee again. She did get the water bottle. And she is hoping to get the waterfall down the road. So at least I know she is on the water bottle. And that's a good thing.
This gal's very negative, and she immediately fell in love with the water. So
I find it interesting that you had said that the doctor had told her nothing but, because two people I know that are dealing with cancer have been told that same thing. So we have to really educate people that our nutritionals are whole foods, and good, whole, healthy foods never hurt anybody.
Yeah, and that's one of our last consultants that signed up 3 weeks ago. She would have been a customer, but she signed because she wanted to get the discount on the waterfall, and she was told in the middle of her chemotherapy treatment to drink sugar water.
Oh, my gosh.
Because if she was dealing with low energy, that would be the best way to get her energy back up. Yeah, I about reached through the phone line and asked her. I couldn't strangle her. I wanted to reach through the phone line and just give her a hug and say, I'm so sorry that there are such stupid people out there that would give you such very, very poor advice and suggestions. Because, you know, Barbara,
Vance, it goes back to the idea that in the medical profession, and we've heard this from doctors in Nikon, that they really aren't taught nutrition and health. They're taught how to deal with sickness. And so that gives us a whole new opportunity to try to help educate people in health. And what we put into our body that's healthy isn't necessarily the reason that they're looking for that you have this cancer. Well, it was probably caused by what you're taking. No, it's probably caused by other things in our toxic environment. But the point is that it gives us an opportunity to try to educate people.
Yeah, Barbara, if you can hit star 6 on your line, we've got not a cancer survivor, but a cancer thriver.
Yay!
You made it through. Go ahead. For folks who don't recognize, there you go. Go ahead, Barbara.
This is Barbara Bertuzzi, and I'm a cancer thriver of 10 years now. And I just want to say that I did not do chemo, but I treat and help, not treat, but I coach a lot of people on chemo and treatment. What I tell them to tell their doctors is that it's whole food. Can I have barley grass? Can I have vegetables? And they go, yes, and mushrooms. And so later they can talk to the doctor about what it is or bring the information in. I had a gal that had, I should learn what she had, but it was a cancer of the blood, and she was given 2 years, and then later, as we were working with her, the 6 months. But she actually lived 8 years, and she would wait 48 hours after having treatment. So there is a time period to wait, but then she would double up almost, let's see, we were doing tablespoons of Greenzymes 3 and 4 times a day. This stopped her from having or any of the foot and ankle and joint pain that comes along, some of the other side effects. She didn't lose her hair on the second, third go-round. You know, she knew from the first go-rounds what the side effects were going to be, but there were some definite differences on that this woman actually got to share. And I think that most people don't realize that sometimes the neuropathy or the damage lasts so long that it's irrevocable, in that it takes a longer time to come back if it indeed ever does. And that's mainly in their feet and extremities from having such severe chemo. The mushrooms, I would say conservatively is 9 a day. They can be taken on an empty stomach. I've been known to take up to 15 in a day. That was when I was going through different steps, the different stages. That was right after my needle biopsy. So I just wanted to make sure I kicked it in gear and really protect myself. I have Vance. I'm talking to your guy tomorrow afternoon. We played a little phone tag, and I don't mind talking to people. I don't normally talk to doctors. I just coach them into bringing the information they need to their physicians. But if they say, I'm not sure if that was Barb that was sharing or whom was sharing about the whole food, that's exactly what we're talking about, is getting it back to basics. And also, no sugar means no fruit. No fruit, no nothing with sugar for the moment until they get this out of their system, until their system's strong enough to fight itself and protect itself. So those are just some quick things. And then also the environment. I love who shares it. If you've breathed it in, you've ingested it. So anything in your home, the air and water obviously are some great things to cleanse ourselves. But to put all your chemicals out of the house, in the garage, and if you have them in the garage, put them in cupboards, because if you smell it, you've ingested it. And all that's got to get processed through your organs in order to filter out. So anyway, thank you so much for letting me jump on. And I was like, oh my gosh, I was muted and I needed to share. So thanks, Vance.
Anytime, Barb. And again, you guys, we're all going to, and gals, we're all going to hear these comments from people in the medical profession or the specialists that are administrating chemo and radiation. So if you haven't encountered somebody who has said that their doctor said, that's based on their limited expertise and limited education, and just because that's their mode of operation. So it you can't do as I do and get upset. What we can do is come back and say, you know, I'm sorry you were told that. But exactly like Barbara just said, we're dealing with whole foods. We're dealing with real food. And they don't want to skew the process and the treatment because this is what their basis of information is and this is all they know. We get to explain to people and we get to share with them that, hey, wellness or health care really has to become self-care. We trust our doctors and those in the medical profession because we go to them and we pay them to teach us. However, if they're saying something that doesn't quite make sense or doesn't stack up or that seems kind of contradictory, there's a study that's going to be released later this year by a team of international nutritionists, and they're saying exactly the same thing, that, you know, we have got to take authority and take control over the amount of sugar that we're putting into our body. And this is not about becoming vegan or vegetarian or plant-based or paleo diet or Mediterranean diet. That has nothing to do with it. The core essential principle here is that when we utilize something like the Kenzen Vital Balance, it's going to help curb that and get rid of those addictions and provide the body what it needs without the sugar. And this whole study that I read, and again, this team was brought in to study why we're dealing with the 75% part of our culture that's overweight. And they said we're not turning this around. And going to the gym and working out is not solving the problem. 80% of what we can do with our physical bodies, as far as how we either stay maintained or drop weight or gain weight, 80% of that is what we put in our mouth. Why they have to wait to release this study, but it's no different than what most of us already know, is we can control that. But the amount of sugar that is going into our bodies every single day, again, whether it's natural or processed and artificial, it makes no difference. We have to eliminate it. And if we can starve the sickness and the disease, then it just simply works better. So, thank you guys so much. This has been so good. Hopefully it's been beneficial for everybody tuning in. I don't think there was any other announcements. Thank you, Jerry Adams, by the way. Jerry and Faye are two of the people that are on that testimony CD that I said will be out from Focus on Growth soon. And I just want to let you know about, you know, tools that will make valuable resources to pass on to people as part of educating, because there's a lot of people that still commute someplace, and if you can help them understand, part of the educational process is, hey, would you be willing to listen to this when you're driving? Can you put this in your car? And just, it's a collection of different stories. Sometimes we have to educate people to remind them that, hey, if you just listen to this as you're driving, you'll get to hear some of the stories that, represent literally just a few of millions of people that during the last 40 years have been greatly impacted by this. So, thank you. Yes.
Hi there, Vance. It's Linda.
Good morning, Linda. How are you?
Good morning. Good morning. I just want to do a quick little plug, a little local plug, a regional plug, that we're having an event in 2 hours here in the Seattle area, if anyone wants to come. And we're going to be discussing about the quality enrollment that we're all learning about. It'll be at the Sleep Inn at the Seattle International Airport. From 10 to 1, I believe.
And is this today or next Saturday?
I believe it's today. I've got to go check. I believe it's today. I'm going to leave probably about 45 minutes or so. So I just live in Lakewood, so I can get there pretty quick. So I just thought I'd put that out there if anybody wants to kind of get a little better understanding about how that's working.
Thank you, Linda. Again, I forgot to announce that, and I do that. Yeah, it is today. I remember because somebody had asked me that.
Thank you for confirming that for me, too, because I'm loopy this month. So thank you for that. So I'll see everybody. We'll see everybody in Orlando. So that's
all right.
It.
Thanks. Thanks, Linda.
Okay, you're welcome.
Okay, gang. Well, I think if...
This is Shirley. Again, what was the name of that new CD coming out?
It's called, I left that page. Let me get right back to it. Come on.
Freedom.
Freedom through total wellness.
Thank you.
4001 is the item code number, and it'll be available from Focus on Growth soon.
Oh, 4001.
4001.
Thank you, Vance.
You're very welcome, Justine.
You know offhand the phone number to Focus on Growth?
Oh, absolutely. 1-800.
Yes.
496-8508.
Thank you. God bless all.
You too, Justine.
Thank you. I need all the prayers I can get.
don't we all?
Don't we all?
God, my prayers every Sunday in the church book.
Vance?
Yes.
I sent an email to you about something for your daughter.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
Okay.
Okay. All right, gang, I think we have pretty well covered everything today. Look forward to joining you again next Saturday as we continue on with Team Rogers and the accountability structure. There will not be a Saturday AM Live in 2 weeks because I'm not going to be on a phone during the middle of the session. But I encourage you to make sure that you jump on the website. There will be some wonderful, wonderful, I don't have a clue what they are, but there will be some wonderful new items introduced in Orlando. Again, I'm completely dumbfounded and clueless. So, but with any NECN convention, there's always new products introduced, so you'll want to stay tuned to the website. When those will be on the website, do not know. I would think that they, you know, as soon as they're introduced, they'll be up there. But just watch your emails. Maybe, you know, somebody on Thursday the 5th, after they attend a particular President's Club meeting, maybe they'll send out an email or something like that. You know, just kind of stay tuned for that kind of stuff. And then there was something else regarding... No, I think that was it. So, yeah. All right, gang. Have a great rest of the weekend, what's left of it, and we will talk to you all real soon. And if there's anything that we can do on our end, don't hesitate to contact us via email, text, or phone, and we will do our best to make that happen. So have a great weekend, everybody.
Thank you.
To learn more about NECN, we encourage you to contact the person who suggested you listen to this information.